ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿತ್ ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶುಕ್ಲ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ. ಓಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ
ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ
ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವ ಅವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಿಂಟರ್. ವಿಂಟರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಜೂನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸೂಕ್ತಂ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇಸ್ತೇ, ತ್ವಾಂ ಮಾಂ ಭಜಸ್ವ ಪದ್ಮಾಕ್ಷಿಂ ಯೇನ ಸೌಖ್ಯಂ ಲಭಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಐ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಾಲ್ ಯು, ಯು ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಶುಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಾಲ್ ಮೀ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಗಾಡೆಸ್, ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಾಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಲೀಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಲೈಫ್ ದಟ್ ಇವನ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಶುಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಾಲ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎ ಲೈಫ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಲೈಫ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎ ನೋಬಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಲೀಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ವೇ, lead the life such a way that even the divine being should extol, should applaud. What a marvelous living. And in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter, we have been covering the 26 divine qualities we had to acquire. Acquiring that one, it is pleasing to the divine beings. It's an inexhaustible wealth. We will be acquiring the inexhaustible wealth. The wealth in the pocket is exhaustible. Wealth in the pocket is of no utility when the time of departure nears, and it won't accompany us. But this inexhaustible wealth, it's our companion beyond. This, it will be of utility even at the last minute of our life, and beyond also it will be our companion. Repeat after me. Om Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi.
Om Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi.
Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi.
Jnana Yoga
ದಾನಂ ದಮಶ್ಚ ಯಜ್ಞಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ತಪ ಆರ್ಜವಂ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಟ್ ಅಭಯಂ, ಅಭಯಂ ಫಿಯರ್ಲೆಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಲೀಡ್ ಅ ಲೈಫ್ ಕರೇಜಿಯಸ್ಲಿ, ನಾಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಫಿಯರ್. ಇಂಡ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಫ್ರೈಟನ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಫ್ರೈಟನ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್. ಅಭಯಂ ಸತ್ವ ಸಂಶುದ್ಧಿ, ಕಾಮ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಸೆರೀನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. With the serene mind, we can think better, take actions properly. Sattva Samshuddhi, Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. Develop thirst for knowledge. It's for higher knowledge. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. Lead a magnanimous life. Dhanam. Dhanam, it's give out, not to lead a petty life. It's a short-handed life. Lead a very magnanimous life. Dhanam dhamascha yajnascha. Have a control of your senses, control your tongue, and control your limbs. Dhanam dhamascha yajnascha. Swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Swadhyaya, inner contemplation. It's learn and pass on. Learn, pass on. And your learning should not go with you to the burial ground. Before you depart, you have an obligation to pass it on to others. Learn, pass on, swadhyaya, tapa arjavam, tapa and arjavam. Arjavam, last week we touched upon arjavam, inner contemplation and outward action. Inner, contemplate, behind your action, there should be immense knowledge should be there. Inner contemplation, outer execution, arjavam. And tapa, I touched upon last week tapas in the physical level, talking level, and mental level. In the physical level, it's a devad, repeat after me, devad vijagaro prajnam,
devad vijagaro prajnam,
pujanam shaucham arjavam,
pujanam shaucham arjavam,
brahmacharya ahimsam cha,
brahmacharya ahimsam cha,
shariram tapa uchyate,
shariram tapa uchyate.
Says devad vijaro guru prajnam. Respect the elders, respect the people with the knowledge. It's have a respect for that one. With their blessing only, we can get the knowledge. We can progress in our life. Have a respect. Bow down to them. And Deva Vijaguru Prajnam. Vija means learned. Prajna means one who has inner experience. Deva Dvijaguru Prajnam Pujanam. Guru is the one who imparts your knowledge. Guru is the one who imparts your knowledge. Respect that person. And learned people, respect them. And one who has an inner experience, learned, respect those people. Deva Dvijaguru Prajnam Pujanam Shaucham Arjavam. Purify, inner purification. When the last week I mentioned, when this framework becomes get purer, the divine beings takes sanction in this sanctuary, in this body. They also looking for a platform to operate. They want to do the noble things to the world. They are looking for a right platform and purify this one so that they will come and take shelter in this one. If you don't, instead of purifying, if you pollute this one, many negative forces come and take shelter here. Many negative things will get done through this body. Shaucham, Arjavam, Brahmacharya, Ahimsancha. Brahmacharya means have a vision for a life. Think big, think great, think noble. Constantly think on that one. And in Taittiriya Upanishad, it says, Ama yanto brahmacharina swaha. The teacher is saying, may the students, my students should be such a way, they should not be an ordinary students. Not, I don't want any ordinary students. I want students who have a great vision for their life. They are aspiring for great things. That type of students, may they come to me from all direction. They want to accomplish great things. They have a great vision, not a petty vision. Not like ordinary people. I want to earn money. It's an ordinary vision. It's not that one. Something noble, something great, something, it's a marvelous. Those who want to aspire those ones, achieve that one. That type of people, may they come to me from all direction. Brahmacharya, think big, think great, think auspicious. Because it says everyone is unique, everyone is special, everyone has a special talent. Don't think that I am an ordinary person, I don't have any skill. You are special, you have a special talent. To exploit that one, you need to have a vision. Have a vision. In a corporate, if you go to any corporate, in the outside they will write vision statement. What is the vision of this company? What is the goal of the company? What is the mission of the company? And the corporates, they can have that one. Where we want to be in 50 years, 100 years. What is the object behind this company? When I'm running this company or when I have a corporation, what is the object behind this company? And no company will say that my vision of this company is to make money. No company will write that one. That is something else. Vision is something different. For example, in Indian, one of the big corporate, Tata company, they had a vision. Vision in the iron company, they had a vision. We want to make people happy. That is the vision. How? By increasing. How? It comes later. We want to make happy people. That is the vision of the company. It's something big. They never said, we want to increase our production by 100% or 200%, revenue by 100%. It's not a vision. Vision is, we want to make people happy. That is the vision. For us also, we need to have some vision in our life. What is the vision of our life? Life is going out. What I want to, even at the age of 80 or 90, I can look upon, I had a vision, did I target that one? And something, think big, think noble, think auspicious. And that vision, you had to design that vision within yourself. It is not somebody else's vision. You think and vision, brahmacharya. think big, think great, think auspicious, and try to work towards that one. That's a brahmacharya, ahimsam cha. Ahimsa, ahimsa means my living should not be a burden for others. Some people always lean on others. I should not be leaning on others for each and everything. My existence should not be a trouble for others. I should not be a burden to the society, burden to the family members, always like a leech hanging on to others. My existence should not be a burden, ahimsa. Another dimension of ahimsa, ahimsa means not to create a disturbance in the society. Ahimsa also, killing the animals, that is also ahimsa. For example, I was reading a biography on Bhutto, Zulfikar Bhutto, in 70s or 80s, he was hanged in parliament in Pakistan. And they said you'll be hanged tomorrow, and that night, and he wanted to sleep, he could not sleep, and in the morning they said you'll be hanged early morning tomorrow morning, and whole night disturbed. He wanted to brush his teeth before going to this one, he could not do. He wanted to shave, that also half finished. He wanted to sit down, he can't. And he ordered a coffee, two sips, and even he could not do. So agitated, so disturbed. And they said, in half an hour, you'll be taken to the gallows. And he collapsed. And in the last half an hour, he could not even walk. They had to carry him. He died before going there. And fear instills the fear. That is that case. What about the animals? Animals in the slaughterhouse, one after another is taken. So much of they also have the feeling. They also go through that pain. In that pain, so many negative hormones, poisonous hormones get secreted in the body. Fear, in many negative hormones, poisonous hormones get secreted. And in the shop, they put a good marketing, very happy cow or happy pig or happy lamb. But so many poison is there, we are eating that one. It affects our physiology and psychology. It is when they are killing, they also, I am next. That when that Bhutto was going through that one, same situation, so much of fear, so much of anger within, so much of frustration. That hormones, and we end up eating that one to satisfy this one. It is actually not only we are destroying that one, we are destroying ourselves also. And be gentle on that one. They also have right to live. It's ahimsam cha. And shariram tapa uchyate. This is the tapas in the physical level. We'll touch upon the tapas in the talking level in the next class. Lie down on your back.